Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum to this edition of the Coffee Express, coming to you live and exclusively from the studios of Markaz Sahaba Online. Sawtu Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the voice of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah in Durban, South Africa, on this day, on this Saturday, the 19th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446, corresponding with the 21st of December, 2024. Alhamdulillah, we just finished our segment on Palestine, and we are discussing the personality and the attitude and nature and characteristics of the Yahud, and you know why we are witnessing what we are witnessing, not just in Palestine but throughout the world. Now, inshallah, we get on with our segment called Straight Talk. And here we cross over to Brother Ahmad Parak, who is a local councillor and is quite involved in the burial affairs, or as we say, the kafan and the dafan of the Muslim community. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Brother Ahmad Parak.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan to all our radio listeners on a beautiful Saturday morning. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with a beautiful day today, Mawlana.
Before we get on with our, you know, issues that affects our city, is there any new developments in relation to kafan and dafan?
Mawlana, alhamdulillah, at the moment things are quiet at the moment, but you know, facilities have been sorted out with the government mostly regarding accidents or any unnatural deaths that will come through to the mortuary. What is the procedure in terms of getting released from the mortuary? Alhamdulillah, we have sorted that out. There will be additional staff over the festive season, so they will be able to give up that. But we must make clear to our community the cut-off time is around about 5 o'clock, so my body has to be there long before 5 for it to get released on the same day. Otherwise, it will get released on the next day. The other most important other aspect is, Morana, we must take into account that in some cases, the investigating officer will insist that he wants to be there when the post-mortem is being done. So that might also delay. So when it comes to festive season, you know, the limited staff also for investigation, so there might be a delay. So, but alhamdulillah, with the help of Allah, we have got things under control. For now, we don't have a problem. Yesterday, I had a chat with a very, very close colleague of mine, Shireen Akuji. If she was still at the head of pathology in the province, we should have had a complete new mortuary in the province as well. You know, she was one of the dynamite we had in our system, where she was very vocal in getting things done at from the Department of Health level. She stepped down and for various reasons. I had a long chat with her yesterday regarding getting the X-ray machine from India, and she's given me some of the heads up, which I'm going to put it in my summary before I can send it to the Justice Department in the new year. But I'm fighting for the last 3 years to sort this thing out. But now I think I'm coming to the tail end of it. I'm engaging with a few of the top advocates, Muslim advocates in our province, as well as some attorneys who normally do. We have to. What Shireen Akhuji did bring to my attention is to bring that X-ray machine, and this was a stumbling block for us to change the law, you know. And that is going to be a problem. But, you know, with the help of Allah, you know, with my party, we have got representative at the Parliament at the moment. I will do all the paperwork and everything else. And let's see, push it in for the early part, like before May next year. I want to submit all the documents and see what happens in full Parliament next year and see where we're going towards this. And once we get this, inshallah, it will make it very easy for Muslim community to get our bodies quick as possible, Monana.
Yeah, as much as, you know, the city is trying to reduce the number of accidents, even before the festive season actually kicked in, you know, we could say on the 16th December is when it actually kicked in, we already start having multiple car pileups. You know, so are they responding to the situation as they should?
Mona, you won't, you know, we had got a very important task team that was put in place about a month ago. And what we are doing at the moment, especially at our city level, I'm talking about that, is coming through to Metro and our law enforcement in the city. We are jacked up. I think in the last 3 years, what we have put in now, it is nothing compared to what we had previously. So they are jacked up. There's a lot of cars being towed away. There's a lot of cars being taken away from the community, which is not roadworthy. So there's no license, or bad tires. All this, they are really jacked up. And we have already employed like about 550 new staff at the Metro Police only in the last 2-3 weeks ago. They are in our system now. So things are happening at the moment. And alhamdulillah, you know, we can't say always the negative of the city. You know, I'm taking them head on at the council level. But when there's good is happening, you need to, you know, salute our team to say that, you know, things are starting to take shape. And if you go to the city, Morana, you will see yourself. If you went to the beachfront in the last couple of days, and if your walkway has been washed on a daily daily basis, then you must know things are really happening. And there is no litter in the beachfront. There is nothing. It is clean, clean, clean. I have went with it and saw for myself to see how the things are happening. And things are really happening in a very, very fast pace at the moment.
Alhamdulillah, we are seeing progress. I also read during the week that one of these big companies or someone also funded the Surf Life Saving Club.
Yes, Maulana, that's 100% where what you got the information is very good too. There is things are happening. You know, now we have realized, and Patricia like Dilel was here from Cape Town. She's in charge of tourism and all that, and she complimented our city for transforming our city back to its originality. So this is things are really happening in our city, and inshallah, I think it'll benefit everybody, you know. And all right, there is a lot of things still has to be done, but I think in the next 2 years, before the next municipal election, I think, you know, all the parties are starting to say, you know what, let's put our act together, let's put our differences aside, and start working for the community. And this is where we are at the moment, Maulana.
MashaAllah. Now, there are some problems also. We're reading in the news that Itikweni electricity contractors threaten to down tools. Now, what is the cause of the delay in payments? Because they using that as an excuse that they haven't been paid.
Well, we have taken a decision at MPEC. MPEC is the Municipal Public Accounting Committee. Now, yeah, we have made it very, very clear with all the top rakis at every department at the municipality that all accounts must be paid in 30 days. And then that's where we're pushing. Even in the next meeting in January, we're going to make sure we want to know why these accounts were not paid. If there is a problem with the delivery or something is, invoicing is not right, delivery notes are not right, paperwork is not there, then your payment gets delayed, then you don't blame anyone. But in this case here, in terms of contractors haven't been paid for 4 months, there is a problem there. We only came to know via the media this week there is an issue here. And I don't know why the city had not addressed this thing here. Because if they down tool, one very dangerous, I've seen it over and over. I've seen it in the mob, like when there was a strike, the guys, where the equipment are actually kept. They're locked there, they take the key away and they're gone. So you can't, even if you bring somebody else to do the work for them, you won't be able to get it. And if these guys now, if they don't get paid and this matter is not resolved by Tuesday before Christmas, and if they go and attack all our substation, we will have a problem. So that is a massive problem that is on our hands, and the city need to address it. But the mayor is involved in this year. And, one thing I can say, from all the mayors what we had at our city, this is one guy, he's on top of the game. He's a workaholic. He gets things moving. He gets things done. And you can see the investments are coming to the city as well. So in the case here, and he has engaged, and I think by Monday they will get some response. But some of the contractors don't get paid. It is their own doing, Manana, because the paperwork has to be there, and they have to need to send inspectors to make sure if that work has been done. If the work is not done properly and if they don't get paid, it is their own doing. So you can't say to the city that, we have done that job, 4 months down the line we haven't been paid, because we have been telling you the work has been very, very shabby. You go there, sort that work out, make sure your paperwork is submitted in time, then you get paid, because our system is put in place for 30 days. And I mean, that's how it's supposed to be, and they are doing that. But if the contractors, all our contractors too, they work in, and they do things in their own pace and everything, and then they come and jump at the city. You can't do that. So therefore, we have put our foot down at MPAC as well to say, if the work is right, that contractor need to get paid, and that's where we are at the moment.
So what you are saying is that if they do not get paid, and they got all the work in order, they could go and attack substations, and this is how the residents of the city would be affected. They could go into darkness. Now, if this is something that is expected, is there any plan in place to protect these substations, if the payment does not have happen in time? Because even those who don't have the work up to date, who did sloppy work and didn't get paid, they may be the ones who are going to do this, go and attack substations. Is there a plan in place to protect the substations from these contractors who are at fault, but one day money?
See, when this matter has come before the city mayor, Cyril Kwaba, at the moment, and he's tackling it head on himself. And the law enforcement is aware of this whole scenario, because how radical contractors get, because now they're all jumping because it's festive season, they need the money. My take is, if an invoice is not in proper place, and if the guy has done the work and the invoice was 10,000, give him something and let him have a festive season, sort his life out a little bit, and then January tackle it. But I think the mayor, since he's involved in it, and I think this matter will be resolved. But there is a plan in place to secure all our substations and all that, because we learned from our mistakes previously that what they normally will go and do to bring us down to our needs. And this is not going to happen, inshallah.
Now, another issue regarding Ambilo Road. Ambilo Road was in a mess with these mechanics and panel beaters, etc., working from pavements, tire shops, and we see that something positive has been done. They have been removed from the streets. They were also affecting those businessmen who are paying rates, lights, water, and paying their taxes, etc. But then there is also talk in the public that this is just only for this festive season, and you know, they hope that if these, because this is what usually happen, you get rid of them and they come back. Now, is that taken care of, that they don't come back after the festive season?
Well, from my understanding, they will not be able to come back. We have now put in, you know, like what we do on the spaza shop as well, very stringent rules have been put in place. We attack the landlord. Now, if these guys come back and operate from an illegal place or anything, we cut. Now, we know that it's owned by Maulana Khan. So what we will do is we will come and disconnect your water, we disconnect your electricity, we bring you down completely, we bring you into darkness. So now the owner of the property, he can't afford that because he's got other good paying tenants in the property as well. So based on all what I've just said, we have put stringent policies in place, and we are going to be the next, we're going to be attacking especially the Clearwood area, you know, where the market is, all that area there's all the truckers are there, then where Moon Hotel is, the South Coast Road behind there, all that area is going to be cleaned up in early next year, early part of next year as well. So things are starting to happen now. People realize that we're not playing anymore. There's game. Time for game is over now. Now is we, because end of the day, the work to take place and people want to see. Well, if you're paying rates, you want to see. You want to know what is happening with your rates, what they are doing about it, because you don't want to go into potholes and all. Yes, the pothole business scenario is a massive problem at the moment. We have managed to get additional car manufacturing company to assist us. So that is also going to be taken care of, because people are jumping the council for tire buses, all these. So, but who damages these roads of ours? These truckers has caused a massive problem in our city for when it comes to roads and all that, because, you know, once a road has got a small pothole and the truck keep going there and the rain comes down, so that hole comes bigger and bigger, and this is what our problem is. So we are addressing all these issues. You know, today you'll see that, you know what, I'm defending the council. You know what, you call a spade a spade. Well, and if the thing is that being done right, you say it's being done right, so-and-so is handling it, and this is that department. Yes, from the whole council, some departments are taking it very, very easy. And that to those guys there, with the new judgment, we're holding the city manager, we're holding the CFO, we're holding the DG accountable. Now, if he doesn't account, because now they don't want to just sign off too because they're scared, because what will happen is that they will have to pay personally for. They'll be liable personally. So this is where the biggest problem. So that judgment came into play and made a big difference in the city too, because everybody is jumping now. They can't make a mistake now. They're making sure the T is crossed and that their dot is at. We have sorted all that out. The paperwork is in there. So to get paid, everything is working according to this thing. Yes, at the same time, all the Chora Mamas will be getting weeded out very soon as well, because things are starting to open up now. People are coming forward and saying, you know what, I have not done this, I have not done this, because we are threatening them with the SEA judgment. We say, no. Once you take one guy, you will sing like a bachi and everybody else will get caught out there.
Now, regarding these panel beaters and mechanics, etc., on Ambilo Road particularly, from what comes from the news, it seems like most of them are foreigners. You know, it's not our locals, because this is something that didn't exist, you know, in the past, where you get a mechanic go set up his shop on a pavement, or a panel beater go and set up his shop on the pavement. So it seems like, I'm not being xenophobic, but this seems to be the reality of the situation. Those foreigners who are doing this, and they are illegal in the country, are they being deported with immediate effect?
Mulana, if you read the news, if you see national television as well, what is taking place in the country, we are made it very, very clear, especially when we came out with the spazas for locals and we have started to clean. Now, there is, our people always find loopholes, and especially our community. Now, because they want them to be there in their property and they pay their rent in time and all that because that guy wants to trade. But he was an illegal trader. He was selling all expired goods and all that. So now when you do the application, now we have extended the application right to the 28th of February because there's thousands of applications that have come. And we are weeding them up and we're screening them. We are doing a proper due diligence. And we know where the culprit is, who's shielding who. So all that is. And in the last 2 to 3 weeks, how many we have deported to Malawi, Zimbabwe, from Tanzania, Sudan, all these guys are going back. And in fact, if you go to Brighton Beach, it's full of foreign nationals. And more, because the system that Home Affairs is putting at the moment, there's no more freebie to come here and start operating from here. If you don't have paperwork, you need to go back, sort your life out. You want to come here and you want to work here. Yes, there is facility for work permit. There is a facility for student facility. There's plenty of proper way in every country, like how they have it. We're implementing the same system here. But the guys that are illegal, they need to go back because that is going by next year, by June. Because this campaign is going to be run right from now to 2026 to the election. Because if we can't get our youth at 48% that is unemployed, can't get them at work in the early part of next year, we will have a massive problem in this country. Like what happened in Egypt, the student uprising took place. The student can only take so much, Morana. Then he loses his crop, and then you're going to find a massive problem. And you can't control. 76, right, was nothing compared to what's going to happen if this thing carries on like that. And we are aware of it. The government is aware of it, and they're tackling this thing head on now. And, with the foreign investment that is coming. And we are, I say to our Muslim community, and I tell this to everyone, when the chips are down, invest in that country and you'll see your return in the next 5 years. If you don't, I told one guy recently, I said, in the next 5 years, you invest in this country and if you don't get the return, I'll shave my beard. That's how much confidence I got in this country and I know what can happen. And things are happening. In fact, people, if you take the guys at the moment, you'll find immediately after the festive season, you'll find the results coming out from all the major chain stores and all that. Yes. You'll find some, they have gone by 2-3% or 5% in terms of trading. They have went down because maybe they haven't stocked up properly. But the ones that have stocked up properly and all this festive season, they want to make money this festive season. And you'll see the amount of tourists that are coming into the country as well. And that's where we need to be. We want to bring the city back to its glory, and that's where we are at the moment.
Right. The next thing is the city has, alhamdulillah, invested 14 million to buy more vehicles, 36 new police vehicles to boost the anti-crime effort during the festive season. Now, from some quarters, they are saying that the vehicles that the police force currently had in their possession, maximum use weren't made of those vehicles. So was there a need to spend 14 million for the 36 new vehicles?
Malala, first and foremost, our fleet has depleted very, very badly, number one, due to non-service, non-maintenance. Number two is when you bring in 540 new recruits, 550 new recruits, how they drive around. And secondly, if you want to be in the law or the enforcement, you can't be playing around with vehicles that the perpetrator has got a better vehicle than you. You can't catch it because at the end of the day, it's got speed and it's got power. So that's where we are. We said now, and secondly, most importantly, importantly, we're saying now we bought these vehicles and we want to do a proper service contract on these vehicles. These fleet will be properly maintained by whichever we bought from Toyota, we bought from Nissan, we got VWs, whatever vehicles has come into our net for now for these 36 new vehicles, it will be properly serviced with the maintenance contract over 3 years or whichever the mileage is, because we put up a lot of mileage. That's the only way. And at the same time, clean our fleet as well. So to bring it, bring this metropolis to speed and make sure we have got the right equipment, get the right management in place there, and this will start working. And then only you'll be able to start cleaning up the city and the Durban and surrounding. That's the only way. Because if you, it's like a carpenter, if you don't give him the tools, he can't do the work. It's the same thing. We don't have the equipment. We didn't have enough uniform. We didn't have plenty of equipment in the city to assist the metropolis to do the work. And that's where we are. And some of the metropolis offices, if you go to Albert Park and you go to Verulam and if you go to Amlazi, you go to Spingo, that need to be done up as well. So all this, we are looking at it to make sure that that department we have now given a lot of emphasis, a lot of assistance to the departments to make sure that we bring this metropolis up to speed 100% so they will be able to produce the work what we want and to do the crime prevention function that what is supposed to be. Because at the moment, if you take all the taxis, and there's no law and order in terms of red robots, because every taxi they get, and anybody just drives through the red robots. These are the issues. So now, with the new camera systems we have put in place, and you see how many tickets we pull these taxis out of the fleet from the working because they didn't comply with all the tickets and all that. We said, no way, tough luck. They went and brought the taxi association. We said, we can't do anything. End of the day, you know the law is there. They must follow the law. Entities, they're not paying any taxes or anything, but follow the law. That's what we are saying now.
Now, coming to our festive season plan, we know that our city, alhamdulillah, has got a very elaborate festive season safety plan. Could you elaborate on that?
Firstly, you know, everybody saying our beaches because of the raw sewage going from the river to the sea and all that. From the 23 beaches, 21 years have already been opened. So that's a plus factor for the city. It is safe. They do a test 4 times a day on all these beaches, and they are checking water levels. They're checking for any defects, any issues from the river to the sea, even checking from the river coming downward so that we can, you know, check it first before it even goes to the sea. So that's how they have put things in place, because they know the whole country is against this issue that the Royal Sioux is going from the river to the sea. So, we want to close that gap up. And then we are doing everything in our power to sort that out. So from 23 to 21, that's a very good sign. You'll find 40 new pools. We have, like, you know, all the old pools and all, we redone them. The pools are open. They have put in 7 tents, you know, for lost children, people got lost or what, overnight stay at the beaches. That has been taken care of. So all, and then there's 200 tagging systems we have already put for children. So that has been put into place. They have employed additional staffing to assist, you know, for guiding people that whoever comes to the beach, that they will, where if you are lost, what you have to do, where you need to go, if you need metropolis, where the metropolis office, SAPS, if you want to open a charge, assist the community. That's what we have put in place. So, you know, I think the city at this time, I'm saying after a very, very long time, you know, since I'm in council, after a very long time, they have really, really went out of their way and they have put the ducks in a row, and things will start looking much better. And people, whoever is coming to our city, they'll enjoy themselves over this festive season.
And more of the good news is that this area where Joe Cools is on Marine Parade, there's some development that's taking place there. Now, this development, the contractor who has been given the tender and the tenants, and there's talk about new tenants that would be taken in besides the tenants that are already there. Is this strictly for our local people, or there is going to be some opportunities for, you know, some foreign enterprises?
First and foremost, the investment is coming, international investment is coming to uplift the work. They're going to do it like the waterfront, like what is in Cape Town. So starting from, our Langeni Hotel, the Langeni Hotel, Maharani Hotel, is going to have a facelift of one billion rand. Facelift is going to be on those two hotels there. That's number one, because we have already secured the leases for those two hotels. So that's a big plus factor for the city. And, you know, and then also you can, you know, the Shelton Hotel was closed from COVID and has now is fully functional at the moment. So that is another big plus factor. Coming to the beachfront, yes, from Joe Cool, that the area is going to be revamped completely. The monies are in place there because foreign investments are in the country to assist to get this up to get the beach up and running like we want it, like the other cities in the country. And we want to come back to the glory days of the city, and that's what we are doing. And do a proper maintenance as well. We learn from our mistakes here. And in fact, in the last three years, what they have learned, the whole city, we have really took a beating. We have really taken a part with financially and everything in terms of tourists and everything else, because our beaches were not in properly maintained. Things were not happening in the beach. Now it is changed. It is really, it will take change. And this Joe Cool and that whole area where you got the Milky Lane, that whole area will have a complete new facelift completely.
You say there's a lot of foreign investments. With that investment, are there any, you know, limits put in place so that they don't start, you know, taking control and ruling the roost?
What the city has now learned over the years is they bring in foreign investment. You know, like you get a dummy partner. That's what they have done. In other words, they're putting the money, we will run the whole show. That's what the on those basis that we are working. We are always saying to them, you know what, don't bring in people here. They come and change the thing, and then they don't know how to run in terms of our bylaws and how to run the city as well in terms of the buildings they're going to put up and everything else. So that's where we are. So they're coming in as an investor so that we will be able to put up and let these buildings out. And it will give a complete new look to that area, because it over the years, nothing has happened. You know, the museum park is not 100% functional. All that whole area will have a complete new facelift.
That was about, the amount of issues that I wanted to discuss this morning. So, Jazakumullah khair al jaza for your valuable time and your valuable information that you have, imparted to us this morning. And inshallah, we will talk again next Saturday. And I'm sure we're going to have a lot to talk about, because it's going to be after Christmas, and that's when we have all these issues coming about. So until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You will get your podcast inshallah during the course of the day.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.